It's time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
So you might have been out and about over the last couple months, probably at a live venue, maybe at a house party, and you would have come across, you may have come across a man in front of some hardware, some electronic hardware. He'd be wearing very short shorts. He'd be wearing a very strong flannel top. He'd have a bucket hat on. He'd be colour coordinated. His name is Dynamo Dave. He's the moniker of Peter Ruddle, who you'll know from Wax Chattels. And it's awesome to have him in studio. Good evening.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Really, really well. I'm so happy I've got you in here. And I think, like, this could only happen in New Zealand. You know? So why don't we begin with the obvious question, which is, who is Dynamo Dave?
Dynamo Dave kind of started when I bought a synthesizer. Started making some tunes, and I was living in this flat which had this, like, the classic Kiwi backyard with, you know, the kind of the clothesline?
Which is like a square.
The square.
Like, rotates.
Yeah, that's the one. And it had this beautiful kind of like grassy patch, and I thought to myself, I want to do electronic music. I want to make some pretty, like, straight ahead techno music, and I want something to make it memorable, you know, something to make it have a visual image to it.
Yeah.
And so I had this Kiwi idea, and thought, well, you know what, bugger it, let's let's go down that Kiwi path, you know.
Yeah. So what does being Kiwi mean?
Oh mate, that's a big question. I don't know how to answer that.
What does it mean to you?
Being Kiwi? I don't know.
Well, you've pulled from a rural look, haven't you?
I have. And I kind of like the juxtaposition of the guy who's been out on the farm, who's been working hard, gets home, and all he wants to do is make real banging techno music.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a cool
Scala monster.
Yeah, yeah. The demon lurking beneath, you know?
Maybe a demon. and so you said you wanted to make some straight up electronic music.
Yeah.
Why? Because you've been in, I mean, you've, as I say, you perform Wax Chattels, and great set the other night at Fancy Band. You've performed in more like traditional rock, alternative rock bands. Bridge with Bridge.
Yeah. Yolanda
on drums. So why electronic music? What did you find interesting about it?
Well, it all kind of started when I bought this bass station synthesizer, because I bought this to play in a band, in a rock band. Played in this band called Thatter when I was living in Japan, which was this like psych rock band with a couple of drummers, a couple of guitar players, massive chaotic sort of experience thing. And I was playing synthesizer in that band, and then I discovered that this guy had a sequencer on it.
Mm-hmm.
And with the sequencer, you can kind of, you know, let it loose in a way, play something, let it rotate in a while. And I then got the idea that maybe I should get a drum machine, because there's this little guy, a couple hundred bucks, plug it in, sync it up with MIDI, and that's a set right there. It's simple, it's got one note on the synthesizer, a couple of sounds on the drum machine, and that'd be fun, you know?
And let's talk about this drum machine. I've already bemoaned myself not owning one.
This is drum machine number two, actually.
Oh.
I know.
What was the first one?
First one was a Korg Volca, little guys, which are awesome.
But they're not as good as the Roland TR-8, which is
what's
in front of us now. And maybe, I mean, I know why I think the Roland TR-8 is special, but why do you think it's special?
I'm real bad because, again, it comes back to this rock music thing. I saw a place to bury strangers use one.
Yep.
And I was like, hey man, that's real killer.
And that was one of the most exciting parts of that set. Was it the King's Arms?
Yeah, it was the one where they had the electronic sort of stage in the corner over there.
Yeah.
Man, it was incredible.
Yeah, if you weren't there, place to bury strangers, heavy on the strobe, heavy on the smoke machines, heavy on the feedback. And kind of after they played what was it? I Live My Life in the Shadow of Your Heart, which is like a huge song. Mm. You'd think that they'd like finish it off, but instead they kind of like took all their instruments off and then made their way to the over by the fireplace at the King's Arms, where all of a sudden, yeah, there was this electronic situation going on.
Just already set up, lurking there in the corner. No one knew it was there, and then all of a sudden, these guys, it was amazing.
What also makes the TR-8 really special is that it has the 909, 707, and 808 sounds, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Does it have the 505?
No. I think it's just 808, 909, and maybe some 505s. I can't remember.
Okay. What sounds do you lean on with the drums?
909, big time.
Really? Yeah. How so? Is that there was the techno?
That's the techno thing, man.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. I really like that real tight, punchy kind of that kick. You know, that's the kick, which is all about. And I don't know. For some reason, I just leaned into those sounds a bit more. I play on some of the toms a little bit, and so some of the toms I don't use those necessarily. Those like really, I guess, real kind of sounding toms of the 909 sometimes, but what I really like about it are the effects on it as well, because it's got this delay on this and this reverb on it, which sound amazing, and they kind of work together in this interesting way. It's really cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm. It's got a good light show as well.
Yeah, it's pretty, yeah.
How important is fun to Dynamo Dave?
Pretty top. Pretty top.
Yeah.
This whole thing started with me just playing for my friends, basically.
In your backyard?
In my backyard. We had some house parties, brought a little PA along. And it was just fun, you know? Getting a dance floor going. And, you know, coming from this history of more rock-oriented music or indie music or whatever, to get people dancing along and grooving along to this thing that you're making is it's a pretty rare thing, you know?
Mm. Can you describe what that feeling's like?
I don't know, man. I think it's rewarding to see a visual kind of stimulus to encourage you to play, you know? If you see this real visual thing which is happening in front of you, an immediacy, I guess, this immediate recognition of, hey, they're enjoying it. They're having a real good time, and see that kind of joy. It makes you want to continue making what you're making because you're the soul of this. You're the reason that this is happening, you know?
Mm.
It's a really positive experience.
Yeah. It's like making people dance when you DJ.
Yeah.
Like, you can't beat it.
Yeah, sure.
Very good. So we're going to do this a bit differently to how we normally do a live and direct. You've probably picked up on that already. Normally, a musician would have played for about 10 minutes or so instead of having a yarn. Peter is going to up you go, mate, up you get. He's going to perform some tracks for us. Well, not just some tracks, one very long live track. Actually, back to the microphone, Peter, back to the microphone.
Yep.
It's a mix of improvisation and kind of structure in there. You kind of know where you're headed at some points, or
I've got a couple of things. Like, I've got programmed a couple of sequences into this guy, but it can only hold four.
Yeah.
And so most of it is basically improvised stuff, and I've recorded I've programmed a couple of drum patches and that sort of thing, but it's more about feeling it out, introducing things when they feel right, and that kind of improvised nature is something that I really, really love as well, because you can make it as intense as you want, or if you're really getting into it, or you can bring it back, you know.
Mm.
And there's no real. It's not like playing a song where you know, you're in the middle of the song. You know it's not hitting the audience well, but you got to finish the song because you wrote the damn song, you know.
Yeah.
You can kind of it's very immediate, which is really cool.
Dynamo Dave is hosting a show tomorrow at Whammy Bar. What does that entail?
So it's a gig put on by my very good friends in sports. They also play in a band called Two Cartoons.
Yep.
Spew's playing along.
Yep.
And the third band as well is
Sean's B-Day.
Sean's birthday. Now I know Spew and sports, they might share a couple of members or something like that, which is a pretty exciting time.
Mm-hmm.
My hosting is basically playing in between the bands.
Awesome.
So the whole thing is no chill. You got no time to chill out because there's music nonstop from when they begin until it ends. And it starts at, I believe, first band on, bang on at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
And then going through until 11 o'clock, midnight, something like that.
$10 on the door, whammy the bar. You won't be able to miss him. He'll be in the... Is that a Swanee?
It's a Swanee, mate.
I was looking at some Swanees on Trade Me before I came here.
Get him.
Very good.
Get him.
Swanee, bucket hat, very short red shorts. What kind of shoes are you wearing?
Some big old Docs.
Oh, yeah, sensible boots.
Yep.
I saw someone do the Tongariro Trail and
Doc Martens. Hey!
Bloody idiot.
High five. High five as you cross.
Shit. The real commitment. That's happening tomorrow night. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure.
I can't wait to see the set. Oh, a spicy hum. Still there, my dude? All right, you sound check, you try, you know, and it's still kind of there. Oh, there it goes. Can you play something there, mate? I think it might be the desk. Oh, no. All right. Yeah, give me a jack, mate. Or can I give... Do you have a jack? Sorry, guys, this is making for great radio. Yeah. Hold on. DIY at its best. While we're here, can I just give a quick... Yeah, I know, right? And we're just moving it all over. Got to say a huge shout out to Adil and Ben for coming in and filming this. We eventually get it going. Bloody hell. All right, mate, just let me plug in some more headphones. There we go. All right, take it away. Dynamo Dave, 95 BFM. We'll be right back.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Hello!